Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for beginning your day with me today and moving forward in a positive way.
And I want to welcome all of you to the program this morning as we continue in our series this month on the basic ideas of science of mind. Last week we explored the thing itself, the idea that there is a power in this universe greater than we are everywhere at once. Therefore, we're always in the middle of it. It is always right where we are, ready to come forth. In Revelations 1:8, it points out, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the complete circle. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 28 of the Science of Mind textbook, we shall never encompass God, and yet we shall always be in and of God. Now, what are we talking about? The totality of spirit. The totality of spirit, my friends, has been spoken of in many, many different ways. Again, the Apostle John said it in the words that I just shared with you. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Go all the way back to Plato, we discover that he said that Zeus is the beginning and the middle and the end of all things. Today, we can look at this metaphysical principle and affirm it in this way. The cause of all that is manifest on any plane is the one thing, infinite intelligence, God. You see, my friends, all of these references are references pointing to the cosmic awareness of the presence that Dr. Ernest Holmes, in his wonderful book, The Science of Mind textbook, pointed out is the thing itself. It is the brave awareness that is open to a greater idea of self, and I would challenge you this morning to become a brave awareness in your own life. I'm going to explore the idea not only of the thing itself, but how it works this morning. You see, the brave and the bold set about learning more about the truth of self. They realize that everything they discovered about the essence of infinite mind, divine mind, infinite intelligence, God, is also true of everyone, everywhere. Our challenge is to develop an awareness not only of this truth, but a relationship within the awareness, a greater relationship with self. The universe is one thing, and we are all included in it. No matter what your religion, what your background, what your race, what your experience in this thing called life is, we are all part of the one thing. In religious science, we learn, in fact, that it is a spiritual and physical impossibility for us to exist outside of God's absolute. There's not an absolute in something else. The relative is the absolute at the level of the relative. The piece of pie is not all of the pie, but everything the piece of pie is pie. Religious science stresses over and over and over the multiple expressions that may arise from our creative unity with God. Everybody thinks in different ways, and their thinking, moving through law, produces event, produces experience. We are enabled by this power that created us out of itself to experience all the good we can envision. And as a result of doing this, we produce for ourselves a harmonious and fulfilled life. Today, if you start your day by understanding that God is omnipresent, everywhere at once, that its goodness is established in the life of everyone, everywhere, and this includes yours, that today you are free as never before to know that all that God is everything you are. When you surrender to this idea, you begin to discover that you are surrendering to love. You are surrendering to infinite wisdom. You are letting every idea you have in your consciousness move forth as a better and better idea. Why? Because the indwelling source is acting upon that idea and manifesting it as effect. So my challenge to you today, my dear friends, is to allow yourself to accept yourself as an unlimited idea in the mind of God with the capacity to live free from want of any kind. God's presence in you as you is you. This is the awareness that there is something in and as everyone that gives and gives and gives from itself, through itself, to itself, by means of you and me, as we talked about last week. God loves the world by you and me. God prospers anything we let it prosper. It provides us with everything necessary for abundant, joyous, and wholesome living if we let go and let that consciousness be our way and receive gratefully that which is the result of our giving multiplied. On page 35 of the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Ernest Holmes begins the chapter, The Way It Works, in a very special way. And this beginning is a wonderful description of the science of mind. Quote, Dr. Ernest Holmes from page 35 of the Science of Mind textbook, "The science of mind is not a special revelation of any individual. It is rather the culmination of all revelation. We take the good wherever we find it, making it our own insofar as we understand it. The realization that good is universal and that as much good as any individual is able to incorporate in his or her life is theirs to use is what constitutes the science of mind and spirit." Now, he continues by saying, "We have discussed the nature of the thing as being universal energy, mind, intelligence, spirit, finding, conscious, and individualized centers of expression through us. And the human intelligence is this universal mind in action, functioning at the level of the human concept of it. This is the essence of the whole teaching." Now, let's look at this idea and apply it. How it works. In Isaiah 4:24, we read, "Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass." Now, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. If this is true, there must be a law that backs up this truth. If your thinking creates an experience, there has to be a law that backs it up, and this is how it works. Dr. Holmes again says on page 36 of the Science of Mind textbook, "If God is to interpret himself to us, God must interpret itself through us. It is only through our understanding that God can know more about itself." One of my teachers pointed out once that God created us as a way of knowing about itself. We are the highest thing in the universe we know anything about. We are the most intelligent thing in the universe we know anything about. And since we are all individualized expressions, and as Emerson said, if there were two of anything, there wouldn't be any use for one of them. Then, as we begin to understand that we have never happened before, then truth, we are unlike anyone else. Therefore, God in us, as us, is experiencing itself in a way it's never experienced itself before. Therefore, it's discovering more about itself by means of us. Religious science teaches that the incarnation of the Spirit is in each of us, and it is from this source, my friends, from this source that we do what? That we receive every idea of good and greater good. That every advancement in our life unfolds from where we are to where we can be. Religious science also teaches that the universal spirit, which is God, operates through the creative medium, which is what? It is the law of mind, as I said before. That we are operating in and through this infinite intelligence, and it manifests as experience by way of the law of mind. Metaphysically, this is the soul. This is the medium through which idea becomes experience, where thought becomes thing. Universal spirit, operating through a creative medium. The medium is law. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the law of cause and effect. It receives the direct impress of our thought, of our emotions, and is forever manifesting them as experience. This is why we are told to, with all thy getting, get the understanding. In other words, understand the truth of yourself. And if you want to change your experience, change what created it. Change the consciousness of your experience. We don't treat or pray for things. We treat or pray to do what? Change consciousness. We don't treat or pray for a thing. We become the consciousness of the thing, and the thing shows up automatically. Now, a lot of people are frustrated about their life experience, and if you begin to observe it intelligently and clearly, we will realize that much of our frustration in life is the result of our attempt to manipulate effect rather than get back and change cause. Our thought is cause. Now, you can either think as the world thinks or do as was advised 2,000 years ago when it said, be not conformed to the world. In other words, don't think like the world or yesterday. If you keep thinking like yesterday, it'll keep showing up. Think in the new and the now, and allow that new and the now to be your new way in the now, and all of a sudden your life begins to change. The new begins to unfold in a stress-free, prosperous way. The teachers have taught that we should become like little children. Now, as Dr. Raymond Charles Barker used to say, we were advised to become as like little children. He said that did not give us permission to be childish. It means to be childlike, with loving expectancy. You see, like the little child pulling the gate toward themselves, trying to get out, crying out, the gate's not open, the gate's not open. All of a sudden, the father walks up and opens the gate. And the father opens the gate by pushing it out instead of trying to pull it in. My friends, the good you're looking for is within you. Let it out. The love you're looking for is within you. Let it out. The health you're looking for is in you. Let it out. How much better would it be for us to originate a new cause and allow that new cause to unfold by allowing it to move from us to our world? Unhampered. Unhampered action. Nothing in the way. We do this by understanding that, again, God is omnipresent everywhere at once. Everything we are, the whole universe and all of its powers ready to back up your next idea. I said last Sunday in my lesson, I said, don't be like the person that has all the electrical power in the world available to them and all they do is burn a 5-watt light bulb. Let your light shine, my friends. Know that no matter how bright it is, it's ready to become brighter if you let it become brighter. You see, the goodness that is within infinite intelligence is established in the life of you and me and everyone. We don't have to earn it or get it or be saved from anything but our own nonsense. Through this oneness, which the metaphysicians throughout the age have defined as first cause, we operate again coming from first cause through the law of mind, knowing the law of mind responds with obedient action, and it does so without hesitation, without limitation, without fear, without doubt. It knows what to do and how to do it. All we have to do is let it do it. Let go and let God. When we accept this as a natural action within us, then we're free. We no longer pull and tug at outer circumstance. We no longer try to manipulate people, places, and things so we can feel better. We feel better so our world gets better. That's the way the law works. That's the way this power works.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Be sure to mark your calendars for Wednesdays in January, when Master Facilitator Reverend Darlene Sykes will lead a book study based on Deepak Chopra's highly acclaimed new book, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul. Join Reverend Darlene from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. each Wednesday in January. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
So today, my friends, know that your good demonstration is realized when the lawful interior action of the law of mind is not disturbed by negative thinking. Get rid of your negative thinking, negative expectation, negative opinions, negative concepts of life. Begin today. Begin today to know that your undisturbed consciousness is free to unfold. Begin today in the realm of causation, first cause, to adjust, harmonize, and make any orderly experience that needs to change for the better in consciousness, let go and let it change. Accept the satisfying results of your changed consciousness gracefully, lovingly, and beautifully. You see, there is a sense of spirit within you. The law says yes to it. If you operate from it, then the life within you unfolds from good to good through good. Why? Because the truth of you is good. Now, we've all had inner desire. Desire is something we should celebrate. Why? Because it is the divine urge to do more, be more, experience more, understand more. This is the inner promptings of the greater idea of self, ready, willing, and able to come forth if we let go and let it happen. Out of the blue, something wonderful appears in our consciousness, in our idea, in our concept. Creativity manifest in such a way, as Judge Thomas Troard said so beautifully, we are the creative process. That's the way it works. You think it, the law operates on it, the creative process, which is another way of defining law in you, as you takes the idea as a blueprint and builds a world based on that blueprint. You can change the cause of your experience at any time, my friends. Today might be a good time to do it. So, what are you ready to listen to today? Outer definition of you or inner unlimited definition? If you follow the direction of the inner definition, all of a sudden you'll discover things coming through you that are above and beyond anything you've ever dreamed of before. Your talent begins to express in a greater way. Your love begins to manifest and enhance itself as your life experience. Maybe today is a time to make up your mind to listen to that still, small voice, that positive intuition within you that says, hey, you can do better. You can think better. You can succeed in a better way. You can prosper. You can be a blessing to yourself and every life you touch today. You can establish within you an understanding that is greater than anything you've ever known before, and it becomes a stepping stone so when tomorrow shows up, it's even a greater understanding. This inner voice, this intuition within you is constantly directing you upward if you listen to it. It is telling you and me and everyone, if we listen to it, what to do, which way to go, and how to be the best we know how to be. Just ask yourself today, how does love start its day, move through its day, end its day? How does love treat other people? How does love give? How does love receive? If you are accepting inner guidance, know that your wisdom itself is the manifestation of that guidance. There's nothing in the universe that has a plan for you. There's no such thing as karma, and you're not living off some negative past life. You may very well be experiencing a negative past self-definition, but that can be removed instantly by waking up to know the truth and let it set you free into a world you've never known before. Infinite intelligence desiring to express itself by means of you will do it as you let go and let it do it. As you let go and let yourself be what you are discovering within, you see, our challenge is to understand that we have the possibility to not only contemplate a greater idea, but to give up trying to get to it and recognize what we're looking for, we're looking with. What we're searching for, we're searching with. All solutions in your life are waiting to come forth. All answers you need are waiting to come forth. All the knowledge you need is waiting to come forth. As you let go and present yourself in a higher and healthier way to yourself, then your understandable way becomes a celebration of great good, God's good, established in your life, as your life. God's life in you, as you is infinite. God's life in you, as you, is everlasting. So I'm going to ask you a question today, my friends. I'm going to ask you this important question. Are you receptive to divine instruction? Are you receptive to a greater idea operating as wisdom? Are you ready to let go of all of your reasons why you can't be happy, can't be healthy, can't be an experience of the wonderful in this thing called life? What would happen if you were to let go today? What would happen in your life as your life if you could affirm, say it with me, all my dreams are waiting for me to come true. I do so now. What dreams do you have today, my friends? What dreams do you have as we start this new year, this new decade? What change for the better do you want to see happen in your life? Become the consciousness of that change today. And know that this power within you works for you by working through you. And it does not come to you again, it comes through you. Know that your higher idea is guiding you today. That harmony is happening in every aspect of your life, home, work, play, with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends. Know that you are forever safe from dismay. You are safe from unhappiness. You are safe from depression or doubt or fear, and you are protected from harm. Why? Because, as we are told, all things work together for your good, right here and right now. So behind all things, in and through everything, is a sustained power. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 79 of the Science of Mind textbook, "We think God reveals itself to us, but only by revealing itself through us," as I said before. Now, if you've been scurrying around from here to there, trying to find answers in your own life, answers to any problem you might have, allow yourself this morning a dedication to wake up. Wake up to a greater idea and know that idea is good enough to be true as you. Stop overlooking any concept that says to you, you're greater than you think you are. Because I've got news for you, my friends, you are greater than you think you are. So, stop looking for God outside of yourself and find it within. You see, when you do this, when you look within, then you can affirm God is omnipresent. It is in all people, in all things, and this is my real, positive, wonderful discovery, and I know I'm not excluded from this discovery. Therefore, my conviction today is that I am one with this power, and it takes me places I've never been before. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.